To the drought and famine killing thousands in Somalia, the UN says some 185,000 children are at risk of dying from starvation without immediate help. Vice News correspondent Gianna Toboni just came back from Garoway in Somalia. Gianna, your reports are heartbreaking. You visited a little graveyard, most of the graves for children. They're buried and then covered with stones.
It was surreal. I could not believe, you know, it was just in the last few weeks from the time that we were there that that gravesite had been built. And walking through that town, I think the most disturbing thing was seeing that graveyard, seeing that children were dying every day, every few days from waterborne diseases. And then walking through the town and seeing the same well there with kids pouring water into buckets, the cycle is just continuing. And at this point, there isn't a solution because there is no clean water for them to drink.
The wells are causing cholera outbreaks. You met people who said that they used to dig down and find at least some water, but there's none there. But why can't water be brought in?
So this country hasn't had a functioning government in more than 20 years, 25, 26 years. So that infrastructure isn't there. Organizations have been doing a good job of getting aid to different places. But again, that disorganization exists. And so even if the resource is there, in many cases in a country like Somalia, it's just, you know, near impossible to have the coordination in order to get it where it needs to be.
Yeah. And so tell us more about the effect, what you're seeing.
We were driving through Puntland, which is a state in northern Somalia. Garoway is the city that we were in, and we drove for a few hours outside of Garoway just to sort of see, you know, where the worst of it is and what that looks like. Half of the country's population are herders, and so, you know, they're nomadic tribes and they live in huts. They pack up their huts and they move to find pastures for their animals. We were in an area where, again, for hours, all we could see were animal carcasses and abandoned huts. After, I would say, 2.5 hours, we came across a man who was walking by himself in the desert. And so we hopped out of the car and I walked over to him and asked what he was doing. And he said he had already lost 200 goats. He had lost camels. This also isn't just their food source. This is their livelihood. This is all of their assets are these animals. Because of the drought, the animals don't have fresh water. They don't have pastures. They have nothing to eat and drink, which is why they're dying. And I said, how long have you been walking? He had been walking for 5-6 hours in search of fresh water. His animals were too weak to go with him. His family, you know, at the same time, wasn't getting the water and food that they needed. And I said, what concerns you most about seeing your animals die? And essentially what he said is he knows that he's next. You know, when the big animals start dying, and we heard this over and over while we were there, humans are next.
And the littlest ones first, the children first. You visited a clinic. What did you see there?
We went to two clinics. One was an IDP camp, which, you know, people walk for miles in order to get to these camps, you know, thinking that they're going to find clean water and food and antibiotics for their children. And even the camp didn't have, you know, enough resources to share with the families. When we went to the clinic in Garoway, just one of a few in the state, I think one of four in the entire state, we saw mothers and grandmothers and aunts with their babies and children who most of them had waterborne diseases and many of them may not make it. And these parents don't know what to do. You know, they have this heartbreaking decision. Do they give their children contaminated water knowing that they could, you know, contract a waterborne disease, or they allow their children to die of dehydration? It's just this decision that there's no good answer.
It must be heartbreaking. So how is the world community responding to this?
So the UN has asked for more than $800 million. About half of the country, 6.2 million people, are severely affected by this drought at this point. More than $300 million has been deposited, and they desperately need more at this point. You know, one thing that we heard from the UN there is that there is this compassion fatigue that I think happens when foreign governments have been funding a state for so many years and the state, you know, hasn't been able to rebuild itself. And so on some level, you know, I think Somalia is experiencing that.
Gianna Toboni, a correspondent for Vice News, will link you to her devastating reporting at herenow.org. Gianna, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.